A 41-year-old woman who sent nude photos of her ex-boyfriend to the man's daughter in an act of revenge porn has been handed a conditional discharge by a judge. The North Vancouver woman was handed the sentence Monday in provincial court after pleading guilty to a charge of transmitting an intimate image without consent. The sentence means if the woman obeys court-ordered terms, including staying away from the man and his family for a year, she won't have a criminal record. In a sentencing hearing Monday, Crown Prosecutor, articling student Justine Jarvis, described how on October 2, 2022, the woman sent a series of images to the daughter of her former boyfriend. Seven of those photos showed both the man's face and genital area, according to the prosecutor, and appeared to have been taken during a FaceTime video call. After receiving the photos, the daughter called police. After the North Van woman learned that she had been reported to authorities, she asked the ex-boyfriend to meet her in person and then threatened to send more intimate photos of her ex if the complaint wasn't dropped, said the prosecutor. Police later attended her home and arrested her. Crown Counsel and the woman's defense lawyer both requested a conditional discharge as part of a joint submission. Defense lawyer Lisa Jung said her client was in a relationship starting in August 2018 and moved to be with that boyfriend in January 2022, leaving her job and previous home to continue the partnership. After she moved, however, the woman learned that her boyfriend no longer wanted to be with her and made an emotional and reactive decision to send the photos, the lawyer said. In agreeing to the conditional discharge, Judge Joseph Galati told the woman in North Vancouver Provincial Court that if distribution of the photos was more widespread, she would not have been let off without a criminal record. Conditions of the discharge include orders that the woman attend counseling as directed by a probation officer and have no contact with her former boyfriend or his family.